A group of three-year-olds are enjoying their lunch inside a classroom of the Abiona House Child Discovery Center. Seated at two long tables, forks in hand, these kids are really into talking about what's on their plate.
What are you eating?
Macaroni, cheese, blueberries, beans.
Today it's mac and cheese, followed by tomorrow's tuna sandwich and cucumber salad, Thursday's lentil burgers and pita bread, and Friday is, of course, pizza day. Well, whole wheat pizza day.
Who made it?
Chef Sarah.
That's Eliza Greengold. She and all the kids here know Abiona's chef, Sarah Boulay, who cooks, plates, and serves the student meals.
Today, the macaroni and cheese was our first ever dish served at Abiona House. In that macaroni is cauliflower, yogurt, a little bit of like a Monterey Jack cheddar cheese blend, and a classic bechamel sauce. And the kids love it.
This would be impossible without a commercial kitchen, says Emmy O'Dwyer, founding executive director of Abiona House. She founded the center after Hurricane Katrina when she noticed a lack of childcare. It started small, 30 kids in a 100-year-old shotgun house that definitely did not have a commercial kitchen. When O'Dwyer saw some available space at First Grace Methodist Church in 2011, its big kitchen was a selling point. This was the same time Miss Emmy remembers seeing Chef Sarah's application for the new job of running the food program.
We asked for someone who would help us develop a farm-to-table, locally sourced food program, and she met us with a whole lot of inspiration with a beautiful menu. I remember one of the items on her proposed menu was pink beet pancakes, you know, pancakes with beet juice.
Chef Sarah has quite a few tricks up her sleeve.
I remember we used to get shiitake mushrooms by the box, and I would roast them so they're real crispy and dry. And the preschoolers were eating them like chips, you know, and one girl said, "You cannot eat those. Those are mushrooms." And the other girl said, "Oh, no, they're not. They're good."
And like everything else, it all comes down to peer pressure. Miss Emmy has seen this domino effect in action, because if one kid likes it, it must be good.
You know, if Cadence is telling Oliver that the hummus is really tasty, he's going to give it a try. So it was interesting watching the children change. And then, of course,
healthy food initiatives have been implemented in schools across the country due to Michelle Obama's $11 billion National School Lunch Program. The program reimburses participating schools for meals served and provides access to fresh food at a lower price. The problem is kids aren't eating the new options and money is being wasted on uneaten, tossed food. Last month, CBS reported that kids in the 100,000 schools that signed up for the program are ending up, quote, too hungry to learn, and schools are one by one opting out. So why is an initiative that's struggling to get kids on board working for this group of toddlers? Chef Sarah says it's exactly because they're toddlers.
I've come to realize it's really about getting those fresh foods into the little guys. You know, once they've had it for when they're little, they're much more comfortable with it when they're older. And when these kids are 7 and 8, they're just going to be more open to food and desire more nutrients because their body knows what that does for it. It just becomes natural.
Chef spends $2,000 a week to feed 58 kids. She does all the shopping at local grocery stores and small urban farms and picks herbs from the Abiona House garden. Some of her budget comes from the monthly tuition parents pay to the center. Most public schools don't get any extra revenue to pay for a food program like the one Chef Sarah runs, but Miss Emmy's working on it.
We're a part of the NOLA Early Learning Alliance in New Orleans, and so we're reaching out through that partnership to child care centers to start by locally sourcing their food. We're going to start with milk, because everyone uses hundreds of gallons of milk a month, and that's a really easy way to get everyone in on the conversation. And then once everyone starts realizing the cost savings from that bulk purchasing, then I think we can start talking about the rest of the serving.
Abiona House is one of several organizations focused on better food in schools, including Rethink New Orleans and the Edible Schoolyard. But most kids are offered pre-made, reheated, cheaper food each day for lunch. Getting healthier, fresher food to older kids in larger schools will take a ground-up approach. For WWNO, I'm Lane Kaplan-Levinson.
Guys, let's put our milk cups in the middle of the table, please. If you would like more macaroni, quietly raise your hand. If you would like more macaroni, quietly raise your hand so I know who would like some more.